There's this, I don't know if I should admit to this or not, but it was an interesting story that I got from online at some point that I think is worth looking at for a moment. And it, you know, there's this, I happened to, the algorithm on YouTube decided to show me these things, and well, I started to advertise them, and I thought, well, I'll try it. And now it's showing me every one of these guys' things, and they're funny. But they're of this doctor. And he's talking about different healthcare things, and sometimes they're over my head, and sometimes they're very, very poignant, very, very interesting, and you know, with a hint of humor as well. This one wasn't humorous so much as it was something that I thought was worth mentioning here in a devotional. He says, "Healthcare people," and I will add on to that, "Everybody, everybody." You know what we need? We need to give people the benefit of the doubt. The benefit of the doubt. He says that he was in the cafeteria the other day, and he describes the cafeteria and that there's two food stations, and it's a little confusing that one line is for, you can't tell if one line is for both or you need two lines for each station. And a server asked a woman who came up to the line, if she wanted chicken, and she said, "No, I wanted beef," which is at the second station. And she says, well, the server says, "Well, then you need to step over there to the other line." And then under her breath, she says, "Not sure why you're in this line." As if the woman was stupid. But, of course, the server works there and knows how the line works. When in reality, the woman has probably never been there before. Or maybe she has, and it's a little confusing. You know, and then he talks about how in medicine people tend to badmouth each other. Doctors getting mad at nurses, nurses getting mad at doctors for various things. And you know, isn't that something that happens to us as well? Isn't that something that happens to us? And I'm not just talking about in the church, I mean in our everyday lives. We go someplace and we wonder why someone's doing a particular thing, and we assume the worst. We assume that they're either just don't know what they're doing, or they're as he describes here. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't hold people accountable when they mess up, but we should give them the benefit of the doubt and not assume that they are not doing something because they're mean or dumb or they just don't like you. Give them a call and talk it out. That's an important thing, because that happens in our lives all the time, doesn't it? Well, I don't know about you. It happens to me a lot. My first thought, whenever someone does something that doesn't make any sense to me, it is not pleasant, and I need to work on that, honestly. And so that's something that I think we all could benefit from, is the benefit of the doubt. The benefit of the doubt, I decided to look up the definition of it just so that we can have a clear idea of what it is. The state of accepting something or someone as honest or deserving of trust, even though there are doubts. There are doubts. You know, maybe they're not on the up and up, but I'm going to give them that benefit of the doubt for the moment until we confirm whether or not they are worthy of trust. Well, that is the definition there. And I think when we consider what the two greatest commands are, the second one, love your neighbor as yourself, isn't this part of it? Not assuming the worst about someone? Isn't part of it loving your neighbor as yourself? I think it is. If we begin, if we haven't already, I hope we have been, but if we start to give people the benefit of the doubt, is that not an aspect of love? Isn't that a characteristic that we ought to bestow upon others to show that love to them? You know, love is some of the, I know Tim, he always loves it when we talk about love. And that's a great thing. Because love is so important and so wonderful. And you know, it's such a central part of our faith. But you know what? It's also one of the most difficult. Because people get on our nerves. And it's not easy to show them love. So, when we go through our lives, you know, let's give people the benefit of the doubt. You know, sometimes it's a little thing here or there. You know, so we shouldn't always take things as personally as we do. We shouldn't always assume that they're just dumb, as the YouTuber said. Thankfully, he didn't say anything worse. So far, he hasn't, so I think I'm pretty good there. But in any event, let us show the love of Christ by giving people the benefit of the doubt. I think it's an important thing for us to do. And that's our lesson for this evening. You know, we always have an opportunity to extend the invitation to people, to extend that invitation. And the invitation is such an important part of the service. I know everyone here has responded to the gospel in the past who's accountable. And, you know, that's a great thing. But who knows who's watching us online? Maybe there's someone who's watching us right now. I could turn on in there and see who's on there. Maybe there isn't watching us right now, but maybe there is someone who'll watch it later. Who knows? All I know is that the Bible's word, that God's word, the Bible is right. And it's right about what it says we have to do to be saved. And it tells us that we have to believe in Jesus, that we have to repent of our sins, confess his name, and be baptized for the remission of our sins, so that our sins can be forgiven, can be washed away. I encourage you, if that's something that you need to do this evening, I encourage you to do that. For those watching online, I encourage you to let us know if that's something you need to do. If you are with us this evening and you need to make things right with God, now's the time. Now's the time, please. If you have a need this evening, let us know about that as we stand and as we sing.